Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Digital businesses, low risk, high reward, which are basically service-based businesses because you're just contributing your time and labor, low risk because you don't have to put up capital, so you can bootstrap them. I agree with all that. AI proof, I mean, sure, you have the physical, or you could use AI. I mean, you could look at like, I mean, I think trying to become a lawyer or a doctor today, like
if you're starting your career now,
yeah, right, and you're gonna go to college. I'm gonna go to college and be a doctor or a lawyer. Like, man, that's probably gonna be replaced.
And the difficulty here is the fact that you're competing against an institutionalized establishment that not only has proven its inaccuracy and invalidity to be an institution like these big universities, Harvard, Yale, all these things. All we have to do, dude, is let's take every single one of the presidents, CEOs of all these top universities, run all of their papers, every single paper, essay, a video conference, every single presentation, keynote that they've ever done, and let's find plagiarism in their work.
Yeah.
And we discredit half of the fucking universities automatically off rip.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we also have to understand that the universities today are political weapons.
Yeah.
They're not educational institutions. They are political, dogmatic, government-controlled ecosystems. So when your entire narrative is you're the age of eight, and your fucking first grade teacher asks you, what is your dream job? Not what do you want in life? You know, hey, how was your day with your parents? You know, go respect your mom and your dad. No, what is your dream job? The moment you're born, you're fucking curated into the system.
Yeah.
And unless you unplug and wake up and realize that they're treading on you, you're not going to tell them, don't tread on me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you need to have this enlightenment, this this wake up reality check, dude.
Yeah. Nobody was the I want to start my own online digital community wasn't on my bingo card. My little brother sells Pokemon cards online and makes good money. Like, that wasn't on the choice, right? So to your point. I love all that. So let's go ahead and close it out here. So what's the advice? You said you can see the future, or you see future trends. I don't want to say you can predict the future. But you see these future trends. So you've already kind of laid that out. So frame it up for us one more time, kind of close it out, and give us let's frame it out.
Let's frame it out specifically. I actually wrote a Medium article where I think I posted it January 1st, where I posted my predictions for 2024. Okay. So I created an article in three specific niches: your commerce niche, your markets, your money and markets niche, and then you're gonna have your crypto, which I think are gonna be the three overlining narratives of 2024. So let me go ahead and pull this up.
Yeah.
Through my 8 months of research for 2024, I kind of put this into perspective. So you can just type up 2024 Luke Belmar predictions. It's a 2 minute read.
We'll link it in the show notes too.
In the beginning, we have e-commerce. So these are trends for 2024. The first one is e-commerce. Direct to consumer brands begin to receive a new wave of funding in private equity investments. So if you look at 2021, 2022, private equity, when it comes to e-commerce, tanked completely. I see another resurgence of investments into IP and into brand in the e-commerce niches. So for all these drop shippers, all these white labelers, begin to understand that there's going to be businesses that are going to be buying business, which they're going to be good to talk to you to get well positioned. Next is info products will begin to legitimize themselves and directly compete with universities and learning institutions. So now, why would I listen to this professor that's never been overseas about international business when I can go and sit down with somebody that has international business experience and just listen to them on YouTube?
Yeah.
So now you have e-learning, which has been like almost any phase of new technological advancement usually gets capitalized and captured by low interest and more predatory individuals. So you look at 2017, 2015, 2014 crypto, it was more scammy, right? Because it's brand new, there isn't real shit built on it. It's the same thing with info products and e-learning. The first people on the initial wave was the people that could milk the money off. But today you have real learning institutions online that are competing with the best of the best. Yeah. I see this as a trend in 2024. Next is political themed e-commerce and drop shipping. So in all 2024.
Because it's an election year?
Yes, massive. I made a ton of money selling a Donald Trump coin last election. So it was just a coin that had Donald Trump's profile face, and it was your memorabilia token, and people bought a ton of it. I think these do extremely well.
Shout out to my radio show sponsor, Universal Coin and Bullion. They make a special Donald Trump gold coin. So if you want to get actual gold coin, check out Universal Coin.
Yeah, so it's not that drop shipping coin.
Yeah, it's actual real one.
Next, you have dominant influencers continue to build, scale, and sell IRL businesses. So now you're going to begin to see influencers, the likes of Mr. Beast and the likes of Luke Belmar, be in a situation whereby you're building collateral businesses like the Nile River that we were talking about as proxy small empires around your traffic source. So I see a lot of content creators now no longer doing merch, these simple kind of basic 101s of commerce, but utilizing their audiences and building real products so that now you can translate loyalty from here to loyalty here. And once you have loyalty in the product, you can sell that company.
Yeah, I love that.
Now, next is health, longevity, and wellness becomes a top white hat monthly recurring revenue e-commerce niche. So I think it was Universal Talent Agency.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Or Universal Talent Management that manages all the top guys. Gary Brecka told me this. He said they did a massive report as to what are the emerging trends and niches, and biohacking, longevity, health and wellness, and anti-aging were at the top over any other category in all of commerce. So I see that becoming super powerful. Next, I'm big on Shopify. So anytime Shopify keeps ramping up, I love it. Money in markets. The U.S. continues spending. Nothing new there. We already know it. Debt spiral. Boom. Everything that we already know. Bitcoin ETF gets approved. Obviously, this was written a couple days ago. But now I see a big narrative towards Ethereum ETF. We are going to get an Ethereum ETF eventually. It is inevitable when you begin to look at all these big companies. All that Bitcoin is a financial instrument where they can take a fee, make some money, and have market dominance. Why wouldn't they do the same with Ethereum? And why wouldn't they do that the same with a basket of crypto assets? They might. So it's worth considering at least paying attention. Next, you have your competing layer ones. So you have Solana, you have AVAX, you have these other kind of chains that people like to have high frequency trading ecosystems take place. So for example, you have this whole shitcoin ecosystem, which people like it, hate it. It's irrelevant. It's a system that exists. Bitcoin can't sustain that ecosystem because Bitcoin isn't designed for high frequency trading. So now you see a lot of layer ones that are designed for people that want to buy $6 worth of something, and it's only going to cost them a fraction of a penny. There's a market for that. I think that that's going to be one of the narratives that's going to be taking place when it comes to money and markets. So anything that's layer ones that dominate with high frequency trading, I think it's going to be dope. PayPal and Robinhood stock, super underperformed stocks. I think now that the market begins to take form, I think that there's a high likelihood that these stocks perform extremely well. Venture capital, private equity begins to invest into crypto infrastructure. So a lot of companies that are risk adverse towards projects that have token allocations and tokens, there's companies that will not touch this for legal purposes, but they will still buy infrastructure in crypto. They will still buy SaaS in crypto. So for builders, you don't necessarily need to launch a token. You don't necessarily need to build something that's what's already been built. You can build a crypto-friendly company that is of interest for people that are in the crypto space, but that isn't tied to crypto specifically.
And shout out to my fund, Bitcoin Opportunity Fund, we're investing in through the infrastructure of the Bitcoin ecosystem.
Perfect. So now you have the example, right? So now you can invest not in tokens, but in projects that sustain the crypto ecosystem. Yeah. I see a massive narrative there. For crypto and DeFi, DeFi platforms shift focus to reducing retail onboarding friction and begin to compete head-on with centralized exchanges. So you have the likes of Jupiter Exchange or Phantom Wallet. If I was to show you Phantom Wallet right now, I download the Phantom Wallet in 30 seconds, I open up Jupiter Exchange, somebody sends me USDC, and I'm trading in 10 minutes. For me to open up a Robinhood account, get KYC'd, fund it, connect ACH, connect my card, get it funded, buy some Bitcoin, takes a long time. I see DeFi very soon competing hand-in-hand with centralized exchanges, with your Webulls, with your E-Trades, with your Ameritrades. DeFi is getting really, really crazy, and it's getting really, really well-funded. So I'd be looking at these. NFTs with high viral IP become multi-billion dollar brands. So NFTs are merely your ability to hold on to a percentage or a piece of a company or be part of a community. Companies that have high value IP that can merge into the real world are going to do extremely well. You have the likes of Pudgy Penguins. You have a couple other companies that are doing extremely well. These are worth considering and looking into only if they have real world applications. You look at the likes of, you talked about Pokemon, right? Pokemon, that's IP. So you're not investing in Pokemon cards. You're investing into the IP that gives the Pokemon cards value. And I think that that's one of these narratives that's going to be taking place. Next is tokenized assets under management. So I see a big play. Larry Fink begins and has been talking about the tokenization of all real world assets, everything, real estate, mortgages, your bank statements, your car loan, your house, anything is going to be tokenized. So companies that begin to build portfolios or begin to take money in to manage assets in a tokenized format, I think are going to become extremely popular. Next, we have more publicly traded companies begin to add Bitcoin to their balance sheets. I think now that you had this reporting system kind of update, my companies have Bitcoin in their balance sheet. It's never gonna leave. I think more public listed companies are gonna begin adopting it. I think that's gonna be huge. And then one of the big ones is layer one smart contracts focused on parallel execution of the EVM, which is the Ethereum virtual machine, become popular. So this is basically L1s or different projects that allow Ethereum to not operate like a piece of shit, because right now it operates like a piece of shit. And then finally, the big one for the end of the year is the middle class officially gets priced out of buying one full Bitcoin. Mm.
Certainly a few of those are going to play out. Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty ambitious. All right. Well, man, we've covered a lot of ground. I think that's probably a good place to break it off.
Thanks for having me, brother.
That's what we'll focus on for next year. Position yourself in one of those areas. If I'm going to summarize this for people listening, focus on yourself, work for free so you can build a skill, deliver the skill to the marketplace for free until someone wants to pay you for it. Once you've created that wealth, learn to control where you work and when you work, and then parlay that money into some places that you can multiply that wealth. Here's a whole bunch of themes that you can do this, and continue to build your wealth and grow your wealth and then protect it so you can protect your freedom and sovereignty.
Can I mention the protection real quick? The protection, I divided into two things, and this is kind of a left kind of curveball. It has nothing to do with yourself. It has to do with the people that you bring. So to preserve your wealth, you need a financial advisor or a financial planner. You can't assume that just because, like you said, just because you're good in one business doesn't mean you're good in every business. And just because you're good at making money doesn't mean you're good at keeping it.
Yeah.
So in my life, the first thing I did as soon as I began to make a little bit of money, I found a financial advisor or a financial planner that had my risk appetite or understood my risk appetite and could help me position a portfolio. Whether it was a mentor, whether it was somebody that's a CPA and actually specialized in this, I have found these people. Next is a financial role model. So if I want to preserve my wealth, I need to look at somebody that's been able to do this model prior and take from them, right? So take from their ingredients, take from their recipes, and put something together for me. Take the likes of Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett has his principles of if you're too diversified, you're ignorant, right?
Deal box.
Yeah. So or if you invest everything into one, you're putting both feet into the lake, too much risk. So somewhere within there is his financial model of wealth preservation. You need to find who kind of aligns with you, learn from them, become mentored by them, find a financial advisor that can help you manage this area, which is very different than making money and being an entrepreneur. And I think having advisors, having counsel, and having people that do this management in store for me and kind of think about the future of what I've already built have been able to position me for the preservation of wealth.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, with that, let's sign it off.
Thank you,
Luke Belmar.
Thank you for having me, Mark Moss.
Such a pleasure.
Likewise.